105 Drive with Julian Clover. Cambridge 105.
A new Chinese art exhibition opened yesterday at Jesus College. It comprises three solo exhibitions. I've been speaking to one of the artists, Shen Shiben. But first, consultant Gary Xu told me a little bit more about the works.
Yeah, on three artists' works. One's name's Mr. Shen Qibing, the second is Jing Feng, the third is Guan Ce, each with a very distinctive style, but each works with the medium in a very creative way and very interesting way.
Would you say that between them, is there still a distinctive Chinese style which emerges?
Yeah, they are Chinese without being conscientiously Chinese. The Chineseness is very much embedded in the ways in which they deal with the medium. They treat the topics of tradition and how tradition is very part of the medium with which they work. Mm-hmm. For instance, you have the Mr. Shen's work that deals with the five elements theory, metal, water, wood, fire, and earth. Each element is conveyed through a different medium. Like this one is water. He uses water and ink to paint the Summer Palace, which was burned down in 1900. And that one is one of the fire series works. He uses the leaves he collected from his backyard, and then burned the leaves and made use of the ashes and to make that. He calls this series post garden, which plays on the notion of hole, which is both post and backyard. What he has seen in his backyard has been really unusual in contemporary China due to urbanization.
Was it important that the works be shown in Cambridge here?
It is. Cambridge has increasingly become the crossroad of East and West. You see Chinese tourists coming here every day. The great Chinese poet Xu Zhimo made Cambridge known to every Chinese due to his famous poem about the River Cam and the bridges. Absolutely, Cambridge is the crossing between those two cultures. So to reflect upon how the two cultures can converse with each other or have tensions in between is fascinating, is precisely what the artists bear in mind. If you look at the maps, these are by the artist Jing Feng, who uses this opportunity to reflect upon the 1793 envoy to China led by George McCartney. George McCartney brought painters with them who painted the Chinese maps or scenes in China.
I like the map. It's not crumpled in the slightest, but it's kind of that effect when you look at it at first glance, even though it's completely flat in the frame that surrounds it.
But the material is very interesting, plaster, and then the artists use the three processes, crumpling and stretching and inscribing, to register the historicity and the historical irony of these maps, as well as the paintings, the part of which were exhibited in Shaji. They're too big for this venue. To tell people about the story of opening and shut of the door of China, at Shaji there were displays of huge doors, 3 meters tall, and one of which is Mrs. Thatcher, who is showcased on the Times magazine cover.
Is that one here? Is that one being shown here?
We just don't have a venue big enough for that door. Yeah.
I was intrigued by the portraits of Mrs. Thatcher, who sent a picture of it, and I was wondering what the Chinese people think of her.
Uh-huh. Well, they thought of her as a part of the important figures that bridged the relationship between China and Great Britain. And she was one of the last great leaders, so to speak.
Because here, of course, she's still quite divisive amongst some people.
But she always, has always been viewed positively in China because of her exposure in China and due to the during the normalization process between China and Great Britain.
I always remember the pandas which were given to her predecessor, Edward Heath.
Wow, so, okay.
A present which I think was made from China to Britain right, in the 1970s.
Right. Yeah, it was a very important historical page. It was turned by her, and so the Chinese has always have a fond memory of her.
I wonder if I could start by asking you what it feels like to have your work shown here in Cambridge.
I'm honored to have my works shown here at Cambridge because of Cambridge's worldwide reputation as a prestigious school.
Tell me a little bit about your work. What influences you and what materials do you use in your art?
The greatest influence the artists have received were from traditional Chinese philosophy, especially one of the most ancient ones, that's the elements, the five elements. So based his work on the five elements, the metal, the wood, fire, earth, water. He tried to probe the possibilities of going from miscommunication, misunderstanding between two cultures to the possibilities of dialogues between the two.
How would you say that the Chinese style, your style perhaps, differs compared to the style of contemporary British artists?
Generally speaking, the British artists have gone through, contemporary artists have gone through the route from traditional to modern to contemporary in a complete way. Therefore, reflected in their works, they are less anxious, calmer. For the Chinese artists, contemporary artists, they've gone through this process in a relatively short period of time. For the past 30 years, they've gone from tradition to contemporary. Therefore, the works have more of attention and to have shown more of an anxiety.
Well, I hope you enjoy your stay here in Cambridge. Away from the artwork, is there anything that you're hoping to see whilst you're here?
This is my fourth trip here. Every time I've been here, I really like the traditions here. Every college has its own tradition and stories. So just being here has made me learn quite a bit. To immerse myself in this atmosphere is a great pleasure.
My thanks then to the artist Shen Shibing and also consultant Gary Xu, not just for the interview that he gave me, but also for doing the translation when I spoke to Mr. Shen. It was a bit tricky when you have to interview somebody who doesn't actually speak the same language as you. 18 minutes away from 6. Xu Jianchan is known in China for her role in the hit costume drama Empresses in the Palace. She is also a documentary maker about culture, fashion and the arts. I met with her yesterday at the Chinese art exhibition at Jesus College and started by asking her what she thought of the expo. So you've had an opportunity to see the exhibition both here in Cambridge and in the Saatchi Gallery in London. What did you make of it?
I'm very glad to see the top classes contemporary art exhibited in such gallery, which is the top gallery in London, and also it's very internationally, especially, and the year of culture exchange between UK and China. It's a significant will be noticed by the public. It's one of the biggest event and also the first of the Chinese to be the host. So I think it's a very excited, and I believe it's just a beginning. So I think it will be in the future more and more, you know, Chinese people will do this, you know, during the like significant art improving between, you know, China and the UK, those two countries.
And it's an interesting time, isn't it, for relations between China and the UK. I'm wondering what you think the significance of the Chinese art exhibition is. Also, how it can perhaps be extended to improve the cultural exchange between the UK and China in other ways.
I think they have a lot of ways. Of course, you know, the Chinese modern art exhibition uses like languages. It's not newspaper. It's not like a TV something. Yeah, but we like this year I made my first documentary in London, the name called Thank You London. I interview a lot of, I can say, outstanding British people, Chelle Blair and Jack Rothschild and some, you know, very famous designer like Stella McCartney, Vivienne Westwood, Paul Smith, and very famous interior designer like Thomas Heswick. They are very excited people, and I really get a lot of good energy from them. So I want to take all of them back to China and to tell the new generation how is the best spirit from UK. So I think I can say maybe a build a bridge from UK and China for the young generation.
But it's very, very much a list of people from contemporary Britain, I think. And I suppose it's one of your ideas, really, to produce a contemporary view of the places you visit. You've also done, I believe, similar films, Thank You New York, Thank You Milan, as well. Is it tricky as an independent producer to try and create that view of the cities?
I think it's a very challenge work, but I love challenge, always. And for me, I think the most difficult part is when you like individual creation something, and because I have to think about what the best spirit from here, because we have so many, you know, like outstanding people, what we want to, you know, get from them. So it's really spend us a lot of time to discuss, to talk about what is our focus on, you know, something special can show our audience. And my aim is to present the best, the product, I can say that, because we are digital, like, film. But, you know, the speed is quite different, like, you know, the original one. We cannot, like, sit here and talk about the story. We like more energy.
Moving around.
Yeah, the moving around.
Camera.
Yeah.
Jaunty camera angles and things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So what's next? What might be the next city on your shopping list?
My shopping list, dog.
Yeah,
I like to hear about that. Taiwan, and next year maybe Paris, maybe Rome. But I think I really spent like 3 weeks here this summer. Very, very good experience.
Finally, what about doing a Thank You Cambridge film? Would that work?
I think about that because I like Cambridge very much. And people tell me, you know, British food is not very good, but I think in Cambridge the food is really good, because every time I go to restaurant with my my boyfriend who studied here for 1.5 years, so I visit here very often. You can in one day, you know, they always change the weather, raining, the small rain or big rain or sunny. It's very interesting, like life always change.
Really enjoyed my conversation with Pigeon Chan yesterday. Did that at Jesus College, where they got that exhibition of Chinese art. And we'll pop both that interview and the one we did a little earlier on the website. You'll also find it on iTunes and all sorts of other places as well.